Team Sports Investors. How are you doing today? Damn, I feel good after being rested. Welcome back to the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, where we discuss the fuss about getting to the bag through sports investing and sports wagering. I am your beloved host, Fame Rothstein, a.k.a. Michael Snackson, a.k.a. Bay O. Wolf, a.k.a. Malcolm Excellence, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin. Today is Friday, July 21st, 2023. It is about 10:50 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in a beautiful, lovely Queen City, a.k.a. the Republic of Cincinnati. And that makes it about 7:50 a.m. Pacific Time and about 10 minutes till 5 a.m. in Hawaii. But regardless of where you're listening to us from, thank you for listening and welcome back to the show. Now, before I continue, I just want to remind you that if you feel you have a gambling problem, please do not listen to this show. Please contact your state or your local Gamblers Anonymous Association hotline, or you can contact www.gamblersanonymous.org, and hopefully they can get you the services you feel you need, because on this show, we discuss sports investing through sports wagering, and we don't want to be any triggers, any negative behaviors for you. So please contact www.gamblersanonymous.org, and hopefully they can get you on the path to the straight and narrow. But those of you who remain, you will become profitable sports investors. Now, admittedly, it's been so damn long since I've been out, I do apologize. I'm not sure what our last day was. But I know yesterday, you know, if you saw me on Twitter, I put up a winner for you. One winner, one pick. It was Houston, -1.5 over Oakland. I mean, it was -130. It's like, yeah, hell yeah, take that. All right. But we don't dwell on wins. We don't dwell on losses. We keep going. I've got three today. Really four. I just didn't get the odds for one of them. But we really got four. But at the same time, I just want to remind you that our college preview and NFL previews, they'll be up about the middle of August or toward the end of it. Probably about a week before the week zero of the college football season, all right? But I digress. Let's talk into the action for today. You know what? I don't have the odds for these either, but I'm pretty sure. Hold on. I have them. Okay, first game is the Colorado Rockies. The Colorado Rockies at the Miami Marlins, all right? The Florida Marlins. I still haven't figured out what is it? Is it Miami or the or Marlin or Miami? Here, I'm about to find out just right now, okay? This game starts at 6. Okay, we got now see, at first it was when I first came up with everything, there was no starter for the Rockies listed, but now they got a right-hander named Lambert going. I don't know much about him. Let's see here. I can't find anything on the fly for him. But he's going against Braxton Garrett of the Marlins, who was 5-2 with a 3.90 ERA, 1.15 whip. I don't know much about Mr. Lambert. I don't even know his first name, but I just know that the Marlins are -120 at -1.5 and a -250 on the money line. You know damn well I ain't taking no -250 on the money line. So we're taking the Marlins -1.5 for -120. All right. Very simple. And that's at 6:40 p.m. Eastern. Then at 7:05 Eastern, we got the Kansas City Royals going to the friendly confines of Yankee Stadium to take on the Yankees. Alec Marsh of Kansas City, who was 0-3 with a 5.4 ERA, 1.47 whip. Say it with me, folks. All that shit is high. And he's going against Clark Schmidt of the Yankees, who was 5-6, 4.31 ERA, 1.34 WHIP. It's not that. We're almost there. That was almost another one. All that shit. Almost. You know, I could live with the. Fuck that. All that shit's high. All right? Yeah, it is. Because I was going to take the over anyway, over 8.5 for minus 110 anyway. All right? Because there's going to probably be about 16 runs pounded out that game. All right? And then the last game on the day, we got the Houston. Astros going to Oakland again, 9:40 Eastern. Okay, Framber Valdez had a little injury trouble his last start of the Astros. He's 7-6 with a 2.76 ERA, 1.07 WHIP. All that shit is low, and like we like it, except the 7-6. That tells us he doesn't get much run support. Okay. And he's going against J.P. Sears of Oakland. 1-6, 3.99 ERA, 1.02 WHIP. I tell you what, I like the WHIP. 1.02. I can live with the 3.99 ERA. But 1-6, that tells me he's not getting run support either. All right? And the Astros are minus 1.5 at minus 142. Minus 2.5 at plus 115. I got to be honest with you. I'm taking the under 7.5 for minus 115. Because you see, like, these are two teams that don't give much run support to their starters. And your boy, hell, the Astros only won 3-1 last night. All right? And so, yeah, I like J.P. Sears, young left-hander. So, yeah, we're going to take that under 7.5, all right? So, let's recap. Oh, and the other one, I don't have the odds of this one for sure. But what's my man's name? Shohei Ohtani. He's starting tonight, and he's pitching against Oviedo of the Pittsburgh Pirates. And I want to say he had like a mid-4s ERA. Righty throwing against that lefty, our brother, what's his name? The pitcher, you know what I'm talking about? Shohei. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah, so I like Shohei to get extra bases. If you had to take it for a home run, go ahead. But if you can take the over 1.5 total bases, take that one instead. That way, just in case he hits a double, all right? But let's recap, all right. We got at 6:40 p.m. Eastern, we got the Rockies at the Marlins. Okay, we're going to take the Marlins minus 1.5 for minus 120. Okay, then we got a couple overs and unders. We got the Yankees hosting the Kansas City Chiefs at 7:05. We're going to take that game to go over 8.5 runs total. Okay, then we got the Astros at Oakland. Okay, we're gonna take that game to go under 7.5. All right, and then lastly, if you can find the prop over total, over 1.5 total bases, we're gonna take Shohei to get us at least a double. You know, if not, he'll probably hit a home run anyway. So if you can only find the home run, find it, because he's preparing himself to get up out of there anyway. All right, so he wants to show off. All right, but there you have it. You got plenty of time to get online, get in line, and get to the bag. And you know the show's motto. If there's games to be played, there's money to be made. We'll be back tomorrow with more action and a recap today's action. But in the meantime, let's hook up on social media if we're not already. My Twitter is at Biggie Rothstein, BiggieRothstein. Okay? And don't forget to like, subscribe, sign up for notifications, leave comments, but most importantly, share the content that you see on the Betting Public Sports Show on YouTube, okay? Content will definitely be up there every Saturday and Sunday throughout the college and NFL football season, and then it goes up sporadically every now and then, like for something else going up, like there's a you know, like First Amendment stuff, lawsuits and things like that. All right. But there you have it. Let's go get our action in. Let's be safe. Let's be courteous. And we'll be back tomorrow to talk about it. But until then, folks, be well. Peace.